Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, before we get started, let me take a moment for us to remember those in London and the terrorist attack that they had this morning. It says a car ramming outside Parliament on Tuesday morning was being treated as a terrorist incident, and a male suspect has been arrested. The country's counterterrorism command was leading the investigation, and two people were hospitalized, and one person was released. Scotland Yard Assistant Commissioner Neil Basu said a woman who was also being treated for serious but not life-threatening injuries. And police patrol on Millbank in central London after a car crashed into security barriers outside the Houses of Parliament in London. The suspect was described to be in his late 20s. He was arrested on suspicion of terror offenses, and he was driving a silver Ford Fiesta before colliding with a number of cyclists and pedestrians before crashing into the barriers during the morning commute. He is in custody but wasn't cooperating with the police, and he wasn't immediately identified. British Prime Minister Theresa May and London Mayor, I can't ever say his name, Sadiq Khan, thanked emergency responders for being on the scene quickly. My thoughts are with those injured in the incident in Westminster, and my thanks to the emergency services for their immediate and courageous response. Another attack. It's been a while, but there we go again. I mean, I just can't imagine somebody taking a vehicle and just mowing down pedestrians. I just cannot imagine that. That kind of hate in a heart. We talked about hate yesterday. Well, let's get started. In a few minutes, we're going to bring on Daniel Turner of Power of the Future, and he's going to join us. But I wanted to bring a little something to you to kind of get us ready for what we're going to talk about. At least what I think we're going to talk about. Maybe it's not what we're going to talk about. Daniel might turn this sucker around. Who knows? But when I was 17, it was, no, I'm not going to sing to you. I'm really not going to put you through that this morning. But when I was a teenager, the scientists were just beginning their ozone scares and calling it global cooling. There were many predictions and many causes. Remember, don't use aerosol hairsprays or anything aerosol. Back in that day, we had to quit using fancy toilet paper, too. Do you remember that? Nothing with a print on it. Nothing with a print on it. Then that's why people don't know whether it goes up or under, because it's not printed anymore. Then time marched on, and it became global. Well, first it was global cooling, and then time marched on and became global warming. Now it's those gassy cows causing the heat to rise. Well, you know, there's more to that. They believe that humans are doing it, and I'm sure we probably mess up a lot. But Al Gore came on board with his book and his doom and gloom predictions. And the only problem is nothing any of them have predicted has ever come true. The numbers and the stats depend on the scientists and where they receive their funding. While I do believe we need to be good stewards of this land, and we've learned a lot through the years on how to clean it up, I do not take stock, I do not take it to heart in those who are jet-setting around the globe, talking down to the rest of us as we try to make a living and raise our kiddos. We've watched as many of them who spew their faith in Mother Earth, not in God, get rich while making more restrictions on the populace, the poorer populace. They are in it for the almighty dollars, I am convinced of that. And the only way for them to convince me otherwise is for them to start living as they expect the rest of us to live. keep those long johns on and the thermostat down in the winter. The blanket companies have made a mint off of that, haven't they? All of those fancy throws we have piled up by the sofa and our easy chairs. Keep the thermostat up and keep the house dark in the summer. Only wash clothes at midnight, and the list goes on and on and on of things that we can do to make it better. The predictions have not come true. Not one of them. No, not one of them. Yet they expect us to believe and to finance their cause. What exactly is their cause? It's simple, at least in my mind. Control. Control you and get rich doing so. There are those who truly believe the false data being given. And there are those scientists who believe the opposite, that it is a cycle of weather and the Earth is actually going back into an ice age of sorts. And I could not remember the scientist's name. I had an article by him several years ago that I shared. And he was talking about how they're doing an injustice to the people because we're not preparing for what might be around the corner. All we can do is keep our ears open and glean the data from these scientists. But failed predictions lost me a long time ago. As my old boss used to say, I'm doing the best I can with the tools I got. Today, Daniel Turner is going to join us, and we're going to discuss a little bit about the climate change hoax and its effect on Americans' independence, America's energy, jobs, and manufacturing, as well as our way of life. Welcome back, Daniel. We talked about discussing the climate change hoax. I didn't know if that's the direction you were going to go this morning or not, but that's where we are.
I'm grateful to be here, Beth Ann. It's always wonderful to be with your listeners. I'm happy to talk about anything. It's energy related, and it is a huge issue. I there's a fascinating juxtaposition of what you talked about so far in these first couple minutes of your show, from terrorist attacks and that threat that we face, and then these activists who tell us that this is the threat that we face. And whether or not you believe in climate change and you think it's a threat, I can guarantee you that the threat from radical Islam is there. And just ask the people in London right now, and me as a New Yorker who knows dozens of people, literally dozens of people who died on 9/11. I think my parents went to 19 funerals within a week since they were born and raised in Manhattan, and my dad was a broker on Wall Street.
Oh, my goodness.
I can tell you about that threat, right? And so it is bizarre that you see these green activists who dedicate their lives to climate change when there are real problems facing the world. That threat, the terrorism threat, but threats of things like cancer, threats of things like heart disease. Why are autism rates skyrocketing? We have so many threats facing this nation that I just scratch my head and wonder why you would dedicate yourself to a cause when there is no scientific proof for it.
Well, and the actor, I can't even think of his name right now, it's DiCaprio, isn't it? That's going around and talking down to everybody as he jet sets around the globe, you know? And it's like, really, seriously, if you really believe this, why are you doing that?
Exactly.
Get on YouTube and do it.
And even the language they use around climate change is extremely unscientific language. When they talk about scientific consensus, for me, scientific consensus is the same as those commercials that used to say 4 out of 5 dentists agree that this is the best toothpaste. That's not scientific, right? There is no such thing as consensus in the scientific method.
You know, I figured out when they say tested on in so many clinics, it's because they send those free samples to those clinics and they assume they were tested in those clinics. I figured that out a long time ago.
There you go. And even when you don't agree with them, what do they call you? They call you a denier. They say you don't believe in it. Well, you believe in things that require faith. Some people don't believe in Jesus. Some people don't believe in Buddha. If it's scientific, then belief doesn't even enter into the conversation. And so even the language the climate change activists use is completely unscientific. And so either you find me a scientist and pay him to tell you X, I can find a scientist and pay him to tell me why.
You can, and that's exactly what we're dealing with, and we have to glean through it all, and it's kind of hard when you're out here in mid-America trying to figure it all out. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Beth and Daniel will be right back.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're going to go quickly to the phones before Daniel and I continue our conversation. We're going to go to Roger in New Mexico. Roger, how are you doing today?
Just fine. I worked at the National Solar Observatory. The solar scientists used to laugh about the global warming and global cooling. And it's because they knew that the Earth's temperature tracked the sun. Well, now they don't laugh anymore, because in 1980, Max Planck Institute of Solar Research, they found out a tipping point has been reached where the Earth no longer tracks the sun. The sun cools down and the Earth keeps heating up. And they figured out what happened. Earth's permafrost reached a tipping point in 1980, to where the real hoax about global warming is we can't do nothing about it, short of a nuclear winter to refreeze the permafrost. But it now releases trillions of tons of CO2 that were tied up in a frozen biomass. What are you going to do, refreeze Earth's permafrost? Good luck on that one.
Okay. All right, Roger. Appreciate
it. Nuclear winter would do it.
Well, I don't know if I'm ready for that. Okay, thank you, Roger. You know, we have lots of information out there. And, of course, Al Gore, this was really big here several years back, his Earth in the Balance book. And if you looked through that book or read that book, most of it, what he was, I mean, it's a religion with Al Gore and a lot of his followers. Mm-hmm. It's a religion, and they worship Mother Earth. Gaia mentions Gaia in the book, and that's why it's so... so dear to them because they, it is a religion with them. It is not a science. And it's like we said earlier, the scientists that, that follow this and the data is always different. But none of the predictions, well, the scientists that many of them, they get funding. And so they get money for what they, the data they come up with. And those that don't come up with the right data don't get the funding. So I thought science was about coming up with truth, trying to figure things out. So a lot of it is not about that. And we know that none of the predictions that they've given us, not a one of them have come true. Not one. Now, obviously, some of them are way out there years in advance here. We haven't got there yet. But none of them thus far have come true. And that is why I'm definitely a doubter, a non-believer. I believe in a greater power than that. And I do believe in being a good steward. But I do believe also that this is about controlling the people. And I got a feeling you're kind of on board with that one.
Oh, absolutely. And when it comes to this issue, not only have their predictions not come true, let's be open-minded, and we'll say we'll hold out a glimmer of belief that maybe there is such a thing as climate change. The thing that clouds my judgment is the hyperbole with which they made these predictions over the years, that it's hard to take a logical, it's hard to have a logical conversation with them. Predictions of the oceans being fishless by the year 2000. Well, that was 18 years ago, and there is still fish in the ocean. Predictions of just these crazy cataclysmic predictions. And if you keep making them after a while, was it Aesop who wrote about Chicken Little, right? I mean, after a while, people will stop listening to you. And I think the reason why they haven't been able to move the needle on public opinion on climate change is because these hyperbolic predictions have not come true. But what has come true, and this is why I love the energy issue, what has come true is quality of life of Americans and people around the world, rising rates of infant mortality, lowering rates of infant mortality, excuse me, rising rates of prosperity. People are living longer. They're living healthier, especially in the developing world, and that's because of energy. But if you're on dialysis, you have a better life now because you have a reliable source of energy.
And you have mentioned before,
people.
Go ahead and finish.
What energy has done for us as a people has given us a tremendous quality of life. And who wants to give that up?
Nobody wants to give much up at all. And, you know, you have mentioned before that these restrictions and things that they want to put on the people, whether it's in regards to climate change or something else that they're pushing, you know, it's the poor that are affected. They're the ones that aren't going to be able to heat their homes or to cool them down. You know, nowadays, you know, back in the day when nobody had air conditioning, the heat was bad, but it wasn't as big a killer as it can be today because people are used to being inside where it's cool. And we have, you know, the heat can really get to the elderly or the very young. But
exactly.
It's those are the ones that are affected, not the rich folks that are up there in their high rises and their penthouses and being well taken care of.
No, and Europe has had an incredibly hot summer this year. Where I live in Washington, D.C., we've had an incredibly wet summer. That is what happens with weather. But in the case of Europe, there have been sadly record number of deaths because of the heat. And like you just said, Beth Ann, who has died? The poor, the elderly, those who don't have access to energy. Mm-hmm. And that's what's going to happen, and that will continue to happen. And again, you don't see people sacrificing the quality of their lives based upon this issue. Nothing for me sold out Al Gore's credibility more than when he sold his company to a Middle Eastern oil nation. And you want to say to Al Gore, if you believe so dearly in this as a cause and as a belief, and you've dedicated your life to it after your vice presidency, but when a Middle Eastern oil nation offers you $500 million, you took the money. So do you really believe in the cause?
No, he doesn't.
It's very easy to follow the money trail.
He's
right?
Not even good at his worship, is he? I mean, he's made a million off of what he's done. I mean, he's made millions, and he's gotten rich,
so.
And so are these others. And, you know, the actor DiCaprio, he goes around and I think, are you getting paid to do this? Because I kind of bet he is.
Yeah, Michael Bloomberg is the global ambassador for the United Nations on climate change, and he flies around in a private jet to tell people about the dangers of fossil fuel. If that is not irony, that if we wrote that as a skit, they would laugh us off of out of Hollywood and say this isn't a real movie skit. But absolutely, it is. And how can we take you seriously when you fly a private jet to a third world country and tell them not to use energy, and then you go back to your penthouse in Manhattan,
which is all nice and comfortable, has all the you know, the high-tech technology there that you can keep you nice and comfy and don't have to even get up. You can just flip a little button in your hand and you don't have to get up and walk across the room.
And we call our organization Power the Future for a specific reason. If there is a perfect energy that will one day have no byproduct, the byproduct of solar is what it does to the planet to get the precious metals necessary to make a solar panel. The byproduct of wind are the number of animals it kills, right? There are every single energy source has a downside, without a doubt. Mm-hmm. Maybe one day American ingenuity will discover the perfect one. I guarantee it will, because Americans always discover the perfect whatever. That's just part of our culture. But it's not there yet. So we are Power the Future because the people discovering that right now are working in a laboratory. Those scientists, those men and women, those geniuses, they're working in a laboratory that runs on conventional energy. And they're driving a car there, and they're turning on the lights, and they're experimenting. And if we take away our power now, we're never going to be able to power the future. And that's why we fight for energy workers right now, because they are providing us our future.
You know, we had elections here, primaries, a week ago. And we talked about that a little bit on Friday when you were on the air. By the way, we had Chris Wright on, and I mean my listeners really enjoyed studying fracking. I think we really need to go another direction with some of that. When I say go another direction, pick another topic that we really want to study and have another special show like that, Daniel. I think that worked out really well. I think my listeners really enjoyed that. And they chimed in real well, too. We had a good bunch of callers on the day that he was here on Monday when you weren't able to be with us. But, you know, it's the future is what we need to protect in all things. And that's what we're trying to do here, whether it's with our energy or our constitutional rights and some other things that are going on. But it all comes down to the energy. It really does. It all comes down to that, because everything revolves around our energy, around our natural resources, as far as what we do here as people in the United States of America or in the globe. I mean, on the globe, anywhere, we have to have energy to do anything, you know. And I made a cup of coffee this morning. I couldn't have done that without electricity, without water coming through the faucet, you know. There's just so many things we take for granted these days. And so anyway, we're very proud of Power of the Future. I'm proud to have you here with us. We're going into a break.
Your
calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Daniel and Beth Ann will be right back. Founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. KCSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways, rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Hi, Patriots. The folks at MyPillow said, hey, Beth Ann, can you try out MyPillow? Well, I already had done that, and they asked me what I thought. Well, I thought, it's wonderful. Uninterrupted sleep, no more folding a pillow in half, no more flat, lifeless pillows. MyPillow changed my life, so I'm letting you know you need MyPillow. Well, not my actual pillow, but your own MyPillow. It stays cool all night long. It keeps its shape, no more reshaping your pillow. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. You can toss MyPillow into your washer and dryer. It's completely machine washable, and it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter the promo code BethAnn. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, the 4-pack special, enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. But be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Daniel Turner of Power the Future. You can visit his website. We haven't mentioned that for a while. Powerthefuture.us. That's powerthefuture.us. He writes some articles. He puts stuff up there, information, and you can glean from that. And you are one busy guy. I tell you, you do a lot of jet setting, too. You use that energy you try to protect.
I'm trying to keep our oil workers in business, so I figure the more I fly around the country, the better it is for them.
Now, I'm still thinking you need to fly to mid-Missouri. I know it's a little off the track, but I mean, you go over it all the time. It's a flyover state, so I know you go over it all the time.
I got to swing by. You know, I feel like I've known you for 6 months now, and we still haven't met in person.
I know. We're going to have to fix that. We really are. But I do want to hear about what you're doing. I know you jet set around. I call it jet setting. You don't really jet setting. But you're busy. You're always traveling. You're always. Do you do some speaking? Is that what you do? And I just I want to know more about what Daniel does in Power of the Future.
Yeah, I do speak to local groups, and I speak to energy workers and some trade associations, et cetera, about what we're doing and how we're helping out. I did a little television hit yesterday, and it was an interesting topic. It was your readers may, your listeners may know, and you may have seen that the senator from California, Dianne Feinstein, her driver was outed as a Chinese spy, and it was only her driver for 20 years. So that shouldn't concern anyone, right? That she had a Chinese communist.
He couldn't have done much damage in 20 years.
No. He wasn't whispering anything into her ear over those years. And so then, out of curiosity, I was digging through any time that Senator Feinstein's office had officially endorsed some of these green groups' positions on climate change, on carbon tax, et cetera. And sure enough, I found a couple. And one of the groups, which is called the National Resources Defense Council, they are under investigation by the House for acting as a Chinese agent, saying you have to register as a foreign agent. You're lobbying basically on behalf of China. You're posing as an American group, but all of your positions are pro-China. They're anti-American. And then here are these press releases where Senator Feinstein's office is putting out all of these points supporting their beliefs. And you just scratch your head and say, again, this sounds like a Tom Clancy novel. And you scratch your head and you say, how is this possible? How is this going on in our country that we have a senator doing the bidding of China? Her husband has $300 million of investments in China. Her driver is a Chinese communist spy. They're putting out all these position points bashing the energy industry. And you scratch your head and you say, how is Trump unpopular? What is going on in this country sometimes?
Well, that's why Trump is unpopular. That's why President Trump is unpopular. So what we're saying is, Daniel, it's not climate change isn't the biggest threat. It's climate change supporters that are the biggest threat to
Absolutely.
It. You bet.
Absolutely. Yeah. And just these folks, I mean, President Trump called it a swamp for a reason. These folks who are here in D.C. who are not doing the bidding of the American people. They are doing the bidding of a foreign country or of a corporation. Remember a little while ago we talked about how Volvo was pushing legislation to not allow people to use refurbished truck engines because Volvo wanted people to buy their engines. You want to say that the senators who pushed that legislation or the EPA under Obama who pushed that regulation, who do you work for? Right. That's where I dedicate most of my time is trying to connect these dots and unmask and expose people to protect our energy workers, because the consequence is them going out of a work, going out of a job. It's those coal miners. It's those energy workers who lose their job because of people like Chinese spies in Dianne Feinstein's office who are crafting legislation to shut down the coal industry, which benefits China. It's a mess out there, Beth Ann. It's a mess.
And how many of them were involved? And I think it was people on both sides of the aisle that were involved in the Uranium One with Russia.
Absolutely.
You see, they've got this thing going, and they just keep getting rich at it. Mm-hmm. And it's not called protecting liberty. It's called filling their pockets. So Dianne Feinstein, who is also the same senator just a few years back that said every one of our military vets has mental illness and should never have a gun. That was also Dianne Feinstein. I don't trust the woman. I don't trust any of them. But if you watched Revolution, Steve Hilton on Sunday evening, he gave a parallel. He just went through where these guys worked and where they went after and what they did for one another. And they got nice and rich on it. And he was comparing Mueller and Comey and what they had done. So you talk about a swamp, and I think it's more of a sewer. These people are dirty. I mean, they have no integrity whatsoever. And yet Comey writes this book about, you know, how honest and, you know, full of integrity he is. And that FBI guy stroke what he was talking about. He'd never done anything, blah, 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 blah. And of course he got fired yesterday. I mean, I couldn't even stand to watch that guy talk. It was, you just wanted to smack him one.
So let's mark the time right now. It is August 14th at this hour. We have said, let us point out when Peter Stroke gets his book deal.
Oh, yeah.
It's a couple of weeks. It's a couple of weeks, but he will get a $10 million advance. And
he raised all kinds of money on the Internet yesterday with GoFundMe or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Why do people give to these people?
I don't know. I don't know why do these energy companies give money to candidates who want to put them out of business. I don't understand.
It makes no sense, does it?
Makes no sense. No. But maybe you and I see the world a little too black and white. People are laughing at us that we need to have that gray.
Oh, those naive kids.
Exactly. Your friends are your friends, and your allies are your allies, and we have enemies, domestic and foreign. Says right, and we need to call them out.
Well, and how can we build? How can we believe people like this? I can't even remember her name. That's how good I am. This gal that was in the Trump administration, and she just had all this nice, wonderful stuff to say about Trump, and now she's come out with all this filth and you know, he's a racist. Okay, thank you for saying her name for me.
Yeah.
And now we're supposed to buy her book. She's got a book.
Exactly.
And she's got, you know, how can you get away with taping conversations in the White House? How is that not against the law?
It is against the law.
Now, how is she getting away with it? And why haven't they cuffed and stuffed her, or stuffed and cuffed, or whatever they call it?
I don't know. I worked in the Bush administration. I had a very high security clearance, and there were areas that you were not allowed to bring any cell phone, and you knew the consequences. It was illegal, and not only was it illegal, it was almost considered treasonous if you were bringing in a recording device to certain offices, because you're recording national security secrets in these rooms. I don't know why she hasn't been arrested, because I certainly would have. It's just like the people at the State Department under Hillary Clinton who set up her email server. I would have been arrested if I asked for a server in my bathroom when I was at the State Department. And so I don't understand that. You know, remember that movie Too Big to Fail that was all bashing corporate America when the market crashed? Mm. There are people who are too big to fail. They're too rich. They're too powerful. Yeah.
Well, you know, it was when we sit and listen to this, and I don't understand why others aren't at least seeing what's going on. I guess they don't listen to the other side at all. So like the protests that were going on Sunday evening or over the weekend, I don't know, maybe it was Saturday. No, it was Sunday. And the protests that were going on, you know, and they make it out to be, you know, these white supremacists, was this big crowd, and there wasn't a big crowd. It was only a couple of dozen people, and they banned pretty early. They didn't last very long. But the Antifa crowd got very violent. But the mainstream media didn't really want to cover that.
No.
And
no,
it's
and
just amazing to me. And they were chanting, Daniel, to do away with the United States.
Yep.
So that is not, I don't care what you say, that is not freedom of speech. I mean, when they are busting people in the mouths and throwing cameras on the ground, and that is not freedom of speech. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Powerthefuture.us with Daniel Turner, and we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the four-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive two MyPillow premium pillows as well as two Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to go to the phone lines here real quick. We have Tom from Michigan. Tom, what's on your mind today?
Well, I had a couple of things I wanted to talk about. Ozone and also alcohol as fuel. You know, I heard someplace fairly recently within the last year that, you know, the ozone damage is already in. It's already been done, but that there is serious damage to the ozone, letting in a lot more blue light than it should be. And, you know, I mean, I don't know if that information is accurate or not. I was wondering if your guest has heard anything about that. You know,
okay. Daniel?
I don't know, and this is where, as you mentioned earlier, Beth Ann, just like we had Chris Wright on, it would be great to have an expert on these issues, right?
Oh,
and
absolutely.
To dispel myth. Remember, one of the things I love that Chris said when we were asked about he was asked about earthquakes, and he said, "Oh yeah, you know, sometimes fracking can cause minor earthquakes." He didn't run away from it. So if there's evidence that our energies has caused harm to ozone, we have to own it. We can find a better solution, but I would love to get an expert on to answer that question.
And he did talk about that, and he said it was worse, of course, in Oklahoma because of the faults that they have there. So we do need to find that out. We need to find out somebody that has that data. And on the ethanol, now Chris talked about the ethanol, and I had a little report there that it talked about the fracking versus the ethanol, and it takes more water for ethanol than it does for fracking. And I'm not sure what your question was going to be there, Tom.
Well, I mean, I was just, you know, I have the idea or notion that in order, you know, I like my automobile. I like the independence of being able to go to the market when I need to and what have you. And I just have the idea or notion that the only way we're going to be able to keep our internal combustion engines is to learn how to run them on alcohol. And I just wanted to, you know, what we're doing right now is we're getting a lot of alcohol from corn. And, I mean, you're going to get about 10 times as much alcohol per acre from something like cattails as you do from corn. And I think the reason we're getting it from corn is because, excuse me, because of the investment. It's easy. The farmers are set up with the huge combines and, you know, expensive equipment to harvest and process the corn, where we don't have any infrastructure for using other the roots on cattails are about 45% starch. They estimate about 2,500 gallons per acre of cattails. The cattails are already being used in some municipalities for sewerage treatment after they break down the solids. In other words, we don't have waste, we have excesses. I heard a few interviews of a guy named David Bloom, wrote a book called Alcohol Can Be a Gas. He had written for Mother Earth News since he was in the 70s. Mm-hmm. But he informed me that, you know, there's a permit available to make, you know, for 5,000 gallons a year from the federal government tax. Yeah, where you don't have to pay tax on it if you're not going to drink it.
Okay,
Free permit. I'm just trying to hit on the high points. I'm just saying, you know, now we have a lot of runoff going into Lake Erie from all the corn growing. All these the nutrients are causing algae bloom, okay, which is causing horrible problems. We're not putting the money into, you know, we should be recapturing those nutrients with something like cattails. You know, there's a thousand different things you can make alcohol from. And, you know, I guess it's all politics and whose ox is being
pulled. Well, it's who's lobbying, too. That's a good part of that. I'm going to have to let you go because I got another caller and we're almost out of time here. We have Ray from Illinois. Real quick, Ray, how are you doing?
Pretty good. Well, as far as the gas mileage goes, it's been proven that you can get over 100 miles to the gallon. That was proven back in the 70s with a young man.
With what?
With a car.
Well, I mean, what kind of fuel?
Gasoline.
Okay. Well, mine doesn't get that much, but...
No. He developed a carburetor that got that kind of mileage.
All right. Okay.
Well, but what has happened, the oil companies buy all these projects up.
Okay. All right. I don't doubt that at all. Right. Okay, Ray, thank you. Well, Daniel, we have a lot of questions yet out there, don't we?
There is, and especially when it comes to issues like alternative fuels. That would be another show that would be great to do. Your caller, Tom from Michigan, talked about alcohol. There are people who talk about algae as the fuel of the future. I've heard people talk about magnets as the fuel of the future, a magnetic power. So there are clearly alternatives out there, and people are exploring them. But like I said earlier, that's why we're called Power of the Future, because the scientists and the geniuses, people way smarter than me, the people who are figuring out those new energies, they're using conventional energy right now to do it.
And there's some that are going back to steam, talking about steam, too. Yeah.
And if we hurt their abilities now to do research, we're hurting our future. And that's why we have to support a robust energy space right now so that those men and women can keep doing their work.
All right. It's amazing, isn't it, how we've come a long way and the things that we're trying to do. We have entrepreneurs that will study and do anything. You know, they'll put their minds to it and get her done. I'm excited about the space program. We talked just briefly about that on Friday, but I'm kind of excited about that. And the president made another announcement yesterday with the defense bill. And I'm kind of excited to see where we're going to go with that.
Absolutely. I'm excited about that. And I'm just, I think what the global warming criers have all in common, which you and I don't share with them, is they don't have hope and belief in the American people. And if there is a bad future ahead of us, we'll rise to the challenge and we'll overcome it. I don't have this nihilistic view that it's a zero-sum game. Our ingenuity, our entrepreneurship, just the American spirit will rise above any challenge that faces us. And the Space Force is a great example of that. And as is, if it exists, climate change, we'll address it, we'll face it, because we've faced every other challenge that comes our way.
We do, and we usually do a pretty good job. Sometimes we're a little slow to get started, but we usually do a pretty good job. You know, Daniel, we're just about out of time. Let's bring people to your website. It's powerthefuture.us, powerthefuture.us. What do you want us to watch for this month until you get back? Well, you'll be back on Friday, but what do you want us to watch for?
I always love local stories, and people do email me all the time and let me know what's going on their neck of the woods, especially if they work in the energy industry. Challenges they see, threats that they see, politicians who are standing up and proposing legislation that will risk their job or their company. Those are the types of things I like to see. Or they're good news stories.
Absolutely.
You know, people who have a great story to tell. I'd love to share that with your followers as well as mine, because energy is what makes the world go round. And the more we have of it, the better our lives are.
Energy is what we all need. Thank you, Daniel, for all that you do. We'll see you again on Friday, and then we'll talk to you again here in another month. You've been listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We've been talking about energy today. We've been talking about climate change. We've been talking about how we can work together to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSE Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSE Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSE Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSE Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of